Mesechtes Makos, Daf Yud Aleph, the last line of Daf Yud Aleph Beis, and the Gemara begins, Amar B'chomer B'rabchanino, M'pnei Man Nemer Pashas Reitzchem B'loshin Azo, that why is it that in Sefer Yeshua, and the Pesukim speak about someone that kills someone B'shoigeg, and has a chiyuv to go to Golos, the Pasuk uses a strong Loshin, D'chsiv, and as the Pasuk in Yeshua states, V'yidab Hashem Yeshua Leimor, Da'abel B'nei Yisrael Leimor, Tu Lachem Es Oriya Miklor, Asher Dibarti Aleichem B'yad Moshe, and we continue on Daf Yud Aleph from an Aleph, and Rashi at the top of the Amid states, "B'loshin Azo, b'chol Yeshua k'siv v'yoyim Hashem v'kan nema v'yidab Hashem al Yeshua v'dibar loshin Azhu." And as we know, the loshin of dibar is a stronger loshin than the loshin of v'yoyimer. And Reb Chaim Reb Chanina explains, "B'pnei she'in shel Torah," as since Hakadosh Baruch Hu is telling Yeshua something which was already told to Moshe in the Torah, therefore he was the loshin of v'yidaber, which signifies a stronger loshin. And as Rashi says, "Avol shar mir she'omar loy omad davar l'kayim mitzvah k'siv b'Torah." And that's why all the other times in Yeshua, the Pasuk uses Lashon Vayomer, and the Gemara continues, L'meimer d'chol dibar Lashon Kasha, are you telling me that when the Torah uses Lashon dibar, it's a strong Lashon? And the Gemara explains, in, and the Rai is, K'dichsiv, and as we see in Pashas Miketz, when the Shvatim were telling Yaakov everything that occurred to them in Mitzrayim, and the Pasuk states, dibar ish adoni aretz itanu kashayis, v'yitin aysanu kim raglam asaretz, and we see that the Lashon dibar is associated with something which is said strongly, and as the Pasuk says, that Yosef spoke with us very strongly, and the Gemara asks about Tanya, but we learned in the Braisa that the Pasuk in Malachi states, Oz Nidbu Yuri Hashem Ishel Re'eu, Vayakshiv Hashem Vayishma, Vayikosev Sefizikar Lefana of the Yuri Hashem Luchayshvei Shumai, and the Braisa teaches us, A Nidbu El Lashin Nachas, that the Lashin Nidbu refers to someone that's speaking pleasantly with someone else, and not a Lashin Kasha, Vechenu Oime, and the Raya to this is from the Pasuk in Tilim that states, Yad Be'am Tachtenu, and this refers to the Zman Lavoi, where all the people of the world will accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the leader. And the Pasuk states that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will lead nations under us, and certainly they're doing this Beratzain, and therefore there's a Lashon Raka and not a Lashon Kasha. And the Gemara answers that it's not a Raya from these two Psukim, as Daber Lechud and Yadber Lechud, that is a difference between the words Daber and the words Vayidaber, which are both a Lashon Kasha, as opposed and in contrast to the Lashon Yadber and the Lashon of Oz Nidbu Yirei Hashem, which Einachinami is in Lashon Racha. And the Gemara continues, Simoni Rabbonin Mehemni V'Sifri, and the Gemara will now bring various machlekesim between Rabbi Yehuda and other Tanayim, and the first machlekes is relevant to our previous Gemara, as Pligi Bar Rabbi Yehuda Rabbonin, as machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbonin, as to the actual pshat, why the Pasuk in Sefer Yeshua use Lashon Racha, and stated Vayidab Hashem Yeshua Leimar, and the Gemara explains, Chad Amon Pnei Shashiyam, and one says because Yeshua delayed actually setting up the last of the three of the six Ari Miklot, and as Rashi states, Shalei Yefrishim La'achashol Chol Kumiyad Atchil Nemloi Min Pi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he didn't separate them immediately after Kibush and Chiluk, and he waited until HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to tell him that he should go and set up the last of the three Ari Miklot. V'chad Omer Pleishin Shel Torah, and one explains exactly like Rabbi Chama B'chiyun explained, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu was repeating a mitzvah that he already told Moshe and which was already written in the Torah, and he's referencing the Torah, when the Gemara stated that the Pasuk in Yeshua is speaking B'loshin Azo, so Rashi explained, because in the rest of Yeshua, he used the term V'yayim HaShem, and the Ritva brings the second shot, V'yayish HaPirish L'fish HaKlifu B'loshin Dibah V'yidaber Dabah Asher Dibarti, as the Pasuk used the Loshin Dibah three times, and the Pasuk states, V'yidaber Hashem Yeshua Leimah, and the next Pasuk states, Dabah B'nei Yisrael Leimah, Tnu Lechem Es Ari Miklal Asher Dibarti Aleichem B'yad Moshe, and L'chiritz B'yad Tzarech B'yah, both according to the Pshat of Rashi as well as Ritva, as why would he have to explain why the Lashon Vayidab is the Lashon Azar if L'maisa we know that it's a general klal that the word Vayidab is the Lashon Azar, and as the Gemara itself explained, Kol Dibur is Lashon Kasha, and the Gemara continues and brings a machlekes as to how to explain another Pasuk in Sefer Yeshua, and this Pasuk is in Perakov Dalid, and the Pasuk states, Vayichtav Yeshua Sadvar Me'ilah B'Sefer Teres Elokim Vayikach Evin Gedela Vayikamer Hashem Tachas Ha'ilah Hashem B'Migdash Hashem, and the Mashmois is that Yeshua wrote some Pasuk in the Sefer Torah, Pligi Bar, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Nechemya, Chad Amar Shmeinu Psukim, V'Chad Amar Ari Miklot, that one says that in the Chinami, Yeshua was the one who wrote the last eight Psukim in Pashas V'Zeisa Bracha, and from Pasuk Hey that states, V'Yom Hashem Moshe Eved Hashem, Be'eretz Moav Al Pi Hashem, until the last words of the Torah of La'ini Kol Yisrael were written by Yeshua and not by Moshe, since Moshe Rabbeinu died, therefore it would be impossible for Moshe to have written those words, and as this is discussed in further detail, Gamliel in Masechtas Bava Basra and Bichad Amar Ari Miklot, one holds that certainly Yeshua did not write any part of Torah's Moshe Rabbeinu, and instead this refers to the Pasha of Ari Miklot, and the way to understand the Pasuk is that Yeshua wrote all of these words which were already previously written in Sefer Torah Selakim, and in Sefer Yeshua he is just adding some more details, and as the Gemara continues and explains that Bishleim Lamanda Amar Ches Psukim Hayinu Dechsiv B'Sefer Torah Selakim, as Lamaisa he wrote these words in Sefer Torah Selakim. However, El Lamanda Amar Ari Miklot May B'Sefer Torah Selakim, and the Gemara explains Hari Ka'amar V'Yichtiv Yeshua B'Sifrei Esadvar Me'ila Haksuvim B'Sefer Torah Selakim, as we already explained. And the Gemara continues with another Machlekes which is relevant to Rabbi Yehuda, as Sefer Shetvar B'Pishtoin, as if you have a Sefer Torah that is sewn together using linen, then Pligibar Rabbi Yehuda Rameya, there's a Machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda Rameya, as Chad Amar Kasha V'Chad Amar Pasol, and the Gemara explains L'manda Amar Pasol D'Chsiv, as the Pasuk states in Pashas Boi, V'Hoy L'Chor Lo'is Al Yodcha U'L'Zikarim B'ni Necha L'man Tia Teres Hashem B'Ficha Ki B'Yodcha Zokha Hitziach Hashem Mitzrayim. And since the words of L'man Tia Teres Hashem B'Ficha follows right after the mitzvah of Tefillin, so the Iskish Kol HaTorah Kulu Tefillin, so we see that the Torah makes a hekesh between the Sefer Torah and Tefillin, and Mat Tefillin Alach HaMishim Sinai L'Tay from Megiddin. And since we know that there's Alach HaMishim Sinai, that Tefillin must be sewn using Gidin and using sinews, so Af Kol L'Tay from Megiddin, therefore the same din would apply B'negeya Sefer Torah, and if you don't sew a Sefer Torah with Gidin, then it would be Pasol. However, V'idach, the other man, the Amad, that hold that it would be Kasha, he hold Ki Iskish L'Mutu B'Ficha L'Chaisav Lo Iskish, that the only time that we see a hekesh between Tefillin and the Sefer Torah is only B'negeya Din, that Tefillin have to be written on parchment from a kosher animal, as the Pasuk states L'man Tia Teres Hashem B'Ficha, and we learn out Min Amut B'Ficha, and this din applies not only to Tefillin but also to a Sefer Torah, and Tefillin as well as Mezuzahs and the Sefer Torah cannot be written on the hide of a behemoth Tmeya. However, B'negeya all the Halach L'Mishim Sinai that may apply to Tefillin, that would not necessarily apply to a Sefer Torah, and therefore if you sew a Sefer Torah using linen, then the Sefer Torah would be kosher. And the Gemara continues, Amar Rav Chazdin Lulu Tefillin De Bei Chavivi, that I saw the Tefillin of my beloved, referring to his uncle Rab Chia, who was both Rav's father's half-brother and Rav's mother's half-brother, Tfir Bekisna, that they were sewn using linen, and Veles Tilchas HaKavasei, but Halacha doesn't follow Rab Chia, and certainly there's Halacha L'Mishim Sinai, that Tefillin have to be sewn using sinews and not linen. Ayin Ritva, who points out that it can't be that Rab Chia would make a mistake regarding Halacha L'Mishim Sinai, therefore he is curious that we're talking about the Sifrei Torah of Rab Chia and not referring to the Tefillin of Rab Chia, Ayin Sham. And Lefi Zeh, when the Gemara states Veles Tilchas HaKavasei, the Gemara is actually pasking that if someone ties up a Sefer Torah using linen, the Sefer Torah would be pasul, and the only way to tie up a Sefer Torah properly is by using Gidin. As the Ritva points out, Kai Malon Commander Omer Pasul, the Hachi Sugim Mesechtes Megillah, the Tnan, Ein Min Svarim L'Tefillin Mezuzahs, El Shasvarim Nichtavim Chaloshin, V'Tefillin Mezuzah Ein Nichtavim El Ashuris, V'Arminim B'Gemara, Holo Tami Sedayim L'Tefim B'Gidin Shavim V'Chein Halacha Ayin Sham. Before we continue with the new Mishnah, let us point out the Pesukim Pashas Masei that speak about a person that kills B'Shoigeg and goes to Golos, and the Ritzeh can leave the Ari Miklot after the death of the Kohen Gadol. And in Perek Lamed Hey, Pasuk Chaf Hey, the Pasuk states, V'Tzidu E'idas Ritzeh Miyad Goyle Adam, V'Shivu Se'idah Liyam Miklotah Asher Nos Shama, V'Yoshibo Amoisa Kohen Agadol Asher Moshech Oysa B'Shemen HaKodesh. And in Pasuk Chaf Ches, the Torah states, Ki Be'ir Miklotah Yeshev Ad Moisa Kohen Agadol, V'Achri Moisa Kohen Agadol, Yoshev Ritzeh El Eretz Chuzasai. And finally, in Pasuk Lamed Beis, the Pasuk states, V'Lesichu Koyful Lonus El Ir Miklotah, Loshev Loshevitz Pa'aretz Ad Moisa Kohen. And there's three mentions of the word HaKohen Agadol, and there's one mention of the word HaKohen. And let us begin our Mishnah, as the Mishnah states, Echad Meshuach B'Sharon HaMishcha, V'Echad Amruba B'Begadim, V'Echad She'av B'Meshuchusai, Machzino Saritzeach. And if either the Kohen Gadol that was Meshuach B'Sharon HaMishcha in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, and during the first Beis HaMikdash, until the time of Yeshio, when they were gone as the Sharon HaMishcha, or if the Kohen Gadol that became the Kohen Gadol by having Ribui B'Begadim, and by wearing the Shmoyin B'Begadim, or if there was a Kohen Gadol that became Tamei, and another Kohen Gadol took his place, and then once the original Kohen Gadol became Tar, he went back to his original position, and the second Kohen is now Avim Mishuchusai. So if any of these Kohanim Gadolim die, that would allow the Ritzach to go out of the Ari Miklot and to go back to his regular life. And the Mishnah continues, Rabbi Yehuda, Ima'at Mishuch B'Chama Machzis Ritzach, that even if there's is a Kohen Gadol that was only Meshuch Mechama, and he gave directions to the general and to all the people that were going to fight a war, and he gave them Chizik, and if he would die, then a Ritzach would be released from the Ari Miklat and could go back to his original home. And the Mishnah tells us that since the Ritzchim understood that the only way that they would be able to go out of the Ari Miklat was if the Kohen Gadol would die, therefore they would daven that the Kohen Gadol would die, and Lefikach Yimisein Shokihanim Misafkis Lam Michyah Viksos Kadesh Lay Spala B'Nim Shemusu, and therefore the mothers of the Kohanim Gedolim would make sure to provide food and clothing for these Ritzchim in order to make sure that they would not daven that their children should die. And the Gemara begins, Minani Mili, that how do we know that all these Kohanim Gedolim would allow the Ritzach to leave the Ari Miklat? And the Gemara explains, Amar Kana the Amakra, as Pasuk of Hay stated, V'yashibar Moisah Kohen Gadol V'ksiv, and in Pasuk of Ches, the Pasuk stated, K'bi'ir Miklata Yeshev Ad Moisah Kohen Gadol V'ksiv, and once again in Pasuk of Ches, the Torah continues, V'achrim Moisah Kohen Gadol, and since the Torah references three Kohanim Gedolim, it is Miramis to us that the Ritzach goes out from the Ari Miklat on the death of the Kohen that's Meshur B'Shem and Mishra, or on the death of the Kohen Gadol that's Merubah B'Gadim, or on the death of the Kohen Gadol that's Av Meshur Chusai. And Rav Kana continues, Rabbi Yehuda, and what is Rabbi Yehuda's Makar, that the Ritzach will go out of the Ari Miklat even on the death of the Kohen Gadol that's Meshur Mechama, and Ksiva Krachrina, as Pasuk Lama Bey states, Loshav Loshavis Pa'aretz Ad Moisah Kohen, and that's a fourth reference to a Kohen Gadol. However, the Gemara explains, V'idach and Tanakam holds, Medloik Siva Gadol, Chab Mehanachu, that since the Torah doesn't state the word Akohen Gadol in Pasuk Lamed Beis, therefore the Torah is just telling us Ad Mois HaKohen until the death of one of the previous Kohanim that we already spoke about, and it's not a reference to a new category of a Kohen Gadol, and the Kohen that's Meshuach Mochama is not considered a Kohen Gadol in regard to the din of releasing a Ritzach from the Ari Miklat. And Ayin Rashi in Pashas Masei, they explains Ad Mois HaKohen Gadol, and why is it that a Ritzach has to stay in the Ari Miklat until the death of the Kohen Gadol, and he explains Shu Bola Hashu Shechina B'Yisrael, as the Kohen Gadol comes in order to be Mashu Shechina B'Yisrael Ulahar Chimeim, and to make sure that people stay alive for longer. V'Ritzeh Bola Salkas Shechina B'Yisrael and is Mekatzes Yimei Achayim and Eina Kedai Shehei Lefnei Kohen Gadol and Dava Acher Lefi Shehoyle Kohen Gadol Lespalel Shalei Te'eret Hakol Zul Yisrael B'Chayav Ayin Shom. The Gemara now continues and quotes from Mishnah Lefika Chimisein Shel Kohanim Misafkes Lehem Michya V'Ksus Kedai Shalei Spalel B'Neim Shemusu. And the Gemara is Time Medley Mitzalu, that's mashma, that the reason why the Kohanim Gedolim would not die is because these Reitzchim would not daven for their deaths, and Ham Mitzalu, but if they would actually daven that the Kohen Gadol should die, then Maisi, then the Kohanim would die, and they would have such great power. And the Gemara is, for Aksiv, but the Pasuk Mishlei states, Katsip Lonu Kadra La'uf Ken Kilos Chinam Le'Savoy, that if someone curses someone for nothing, then that curse would not be effective, and L'chir, how could it be that by a Ritzach davening, that would cause the death of the Kohen Gadol? And the Gemara explains, Omar Husaba Mipirke de Rav Shmili, Shehoyle Levakish Rachim and Maldiran Vloy Bikshu, that this would not be considered a Kilas Chinam, as Lemaisa the Kohen Gadol should have davened that the people of his Dor should not come to such a situation where someone would kill someone Bishayeg, and since he didn't daven properly, therefore if the Ritzach would daven, then that would cause the Kohen Gadol's death. And the Gemara continues, V'ikad de Masni, and although what the Gias of our Mishnah was, Lefika Chimisein Shokiana Misafkis Lem Michio Vixus, Kadesh Lay Spalwa B'Nam Shemusu, however, there are some that go to Mishnah, Kadesh Spalwa B'Nam Shalay Musu, that the mothers of the Kayanim Gedolim would give food and clothing to the Reitzchim in order for the Reitzchim to actually daven that their children should not die. Gemara now is, Time in the Mitzalu, that the only reason why the Kohen Gadol would stay alive is because the Reitzchim would actually daven, Holoi Mitzalu Maisi, but if they wouldn't daven, then the Kayanim Gedolim would die. But my Havalei Lemeved, what should the Kohen Gadol have done, and he didn't actually do anything wrong, and the Reitzchim were the ones that killed someone b'shoigeg? And as the Gemara continues, Hachar Minon, that in Bavel there's a saying, Tov Yechotov V'zigud Mangid, that could it be that Tov did an Avera, and instead of Tov receiving Malkus, Zigud is the one that will get Malkus? And similarly, Hassam Amri in Eretz Yisrael, they would say, Shechem Nosiv U'mavgoy Gozer, and how could it be that by the Maisa of Shechem, Shechem would get married to Dina, and Mavgoy, who is someone that lived in Shechem, would have to undergo a bris milah? And as Rashi explains, at the top of the left column, Tov Yechotov V'zigud Mangid, Mishum Ahi, Daminim Ba'ari Psochem, Tov Yechotov V'zigud Asid Be'bi Yechidi, Shloi Hoya Eid Sheni B'Dava, that Tov Yeh did an Aveira, and Zigud, who was only an Eid Echo, testified that Tov Yeh did this Aveira, and Lemaisa, since there wasn't another aid, so therefore he shouldn't have testified, as it wasn't for a Peles, and Vinogdir a Papa to Zigud, and therefore a Papa gave Malchus Madis to Zigud, and Omalei and Zigud responded, Tuvichot of Zigud Magid, Umaoz Hysel Moshal, and because of that story, this became a Moshal for something that doesn't sound equitable. And Hosum Amri, Shem Nosib, Mibagoi Gozer, Shem Ben Hamor, Loka Chazdina Bes Yaakov, Hanoshaloi, and in the meantime, Vishab Neir, Shalay Nenu, Malu Atzmon, Vinistaru, and Rashi explained, Mibagoi, Shem Ish, Mibneir, he was a person that lived in Shem. And once again, the Gemara brings the Teretz, Omar Hu Sabam, Mipirkit Rav Shmili, Yehoi Lehem Lubakish Rachim Maldeiron, Vloy Bikshu, and the Gemara continues, Gihoda Hu Gavra, Da Ochle Arye, and it is similar to the story where there was a person that was devoured by a lion, Birochik Tlasa Pasi, Mined Rabbi Shulman Levi, and there was three Paso, or 12 mil, away from Rabbi Shulman Levi, Vloy Shtoy Eliyo Bade, Tlasa Yoimi, and even so, Eliyo Anovi did not come to learn with Rabbi Shulman Levi for the next 3 days, and this was an Einish to Rabbi Shulman Ben Levi, Shahoy Loy Lubakish Rachm Maldeiroi Vloy Bikshu, and the Gemara just spoke about the concept of Kilas Chinam, and the Gemara continues, Om Rabbi Yudam Rav, Kilas Chacham Afilu Bechinam Iba, that a curse that is ordered by a Chacham will come true, even if the person is undeserving, and Minolan, and where do we see this? Me'achi Teufel, from Achi Teufel, who was the Rebbe of David, Shabashosh Shakar David Shisin, and at the time that David was digging the foundations of the Beis HaMikdash, Kafat Tahayma, and Baal the Mishtafel Alma, so the waters of the Tahayim came up, and wanted to flood the entire world, and Ayin Rashi brings from the Yerushalmi, that at the time that David was digging in the Makam HaMikdash, Shemasa Sham Cheresh, Shabia Koyle Va'imalai, Al Titlani Mikan, Shani Kovish Al Tahayim, Miyoy Matan Tera, Shevrada Kol Ha'aretz, Vlei Shama David L'dvar V'Natlai, and even though the Cheres warned David not to take it out, David took out the Cheres from the ground, and that caused this flood to begin. And Ayin Masech the Sukkah, where the Gemara on Daf Nun Gimel brings a similar story, and Ayin Shaman Rashi, who brings down that the word Shisin refers to the tubes that ran under the Mizbeach, and Zok Rashi, Vlei Sfirulei, Shem Mishesh Me'Bresh Nivru, Vlei Sfirulei, Shem Nismalu Ofa, Ayitroi Visvetzorach L'Choyson, and our Gemara continues, Omar, Mal Licht of Shem Achaspo, Mishta Betayma, Deleku Aduchtei, so David stated that would it be mutter for one to write the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on this piece of earthenware, and then place it in the hole in the ground, and this way it'll stop the flood, and it will close up the Tahayim. And Rashi explains that David was concerned, Penimim Chokku Amayim, that maybe the water will wipe out and erase the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Va'oiv Meshom V'yibat Meshmom, and the Pasuk states, V'loi Sassim Kein L'Hashem Alekechem. The Gemara tells us, Leka Da Amalei Midi, that no one responded to David, so Omar, so David stated, Kol Yidei David Zeh, Ve'ina Oimrei, Yechonek Begrenoi, that anyone that does know and doesn't tell me should be strangled by his throat. Ayin Rashi Masech the Sukkah that points out that David really knew the answer, but David didn't want to be Meir Alocha Lefnei Rabbi, and he didn't want to paskin in front of Achi Teufel. And our Gemara continues, Nos Achi Teufel Kavachim Vatsmoi, that Achi Teufel made the following Kavachimar, Ma Lassi Sholem Bein Ishla Ishtoi, Amr Torah, Shmish Nichta Bekdusha, Yimachal Amayim, Lechol Elim Kulei, Kolei Kolshkein, that since we know that Benege Ashka Saisaita, the Torah says that we should erase the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu into Mayim Amarim, and the Torah allows us, even though there's only a potential that this will cause Sholem Bias between a man and a woman, and if so, certainly it's mutter to go and erase HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name in order to save the entire world. And on Malay Shari, and based on this Kavachema, Sachi Teufel said that it's mutter to do, and Kosov Shema Chaspa, and David wrote the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on a piece of earthenware, and Shadi HaTayim, and he threw it onto the Tayim, Nochas V'Kamaduchte, and the Tayim calmed down, and the water subsided, and even though Achi Teufel Lumaisa responded to David, and therefore he wasn't really subject to this Klala, however, Vafilo Hachik Siv, but even so, the Pasuk in Shmuel Bay states, Vachi Teufel Ra, Kidloi Nasser Atzasai, Vayach Beshesachama, Vayoka Vayelech El Besar Yel Yirai, Vayitzavel Besar Vayichonek, Vayomas Vayikov Bekava Aviv, and Ayin Mepharshim who discussed that scenes from this Pasuk that the reason why Achi Teufel killed himself was because Avshalom did not listen to his answer, and Ayin the Mashar, and Rashi and Dibel Maschel, Nos Achi Teufel is bothered, Yesh Timon Bedava, Shrey Lekona David Asagari, Marina, Yuvusi, and Maisa Dasasa, Shahi Sila Acha Mis Achi Teufel Gimel Shanim, and at that point, Achi Teufel was no longer alive, Ulzvi Dwar Malol, Tzrichon Onleima, Shafo Pish Lekona Agurin, that although David did not yet purchase the Mokama Migdash, Yodei Ahoyim in Ura, Miyoim Shinimshach, Yashvu Hu, Shmuel, Bin Ovis Harama, Ubatku, Besef Yeshua, Matsu Makam, Besa Migdash, Kedachsev, Adam Samakim, Ukhadashin Lebizbachim, Bezim Koyman, the Chofa Yesaidis, Bushusai, Ayin Sham, Mashi states, Yimach Alamayim, the and there are many mentions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name in the Pasha Seita. And this klal tachi teifel was bechinam, and even so it was mekuyim. And the Gemara continues, Amar Avo kolas chacham afilu al tnai ba, that a klal that is given by a chacham, even if it's made on condition, is still going to be mekuyim. As minolon me'eli, and we see this from the story with Eli and Shmuel, as after Shmuel received the nevuah that Eli's children would die young, the ka'am malei Eli l'Shmuel. So in Shmuel Aleph, Eli says to Shmuel, Vayemer mar dava shediber lecha al nor dechachim imenu koyasik lecha lekim koyosif im dechachim imenu dava mikol dava shediber lecha, that you shouldn't hold anything back, and if you do, anything bad that will happen to me should also happen to you. Ma'af al gav dechsev, and even though the next pasuk states yaged lo Shmuel as kol advarim v'lechicher imenu vayomer Hashem hu atoy be'inov yaseh, and even though he actually complied with the tnai of Eli v'afilu hachiksev, and even so, the pasuk in Shmuel Aleph in Paraches pasuk Gimel states, "V'leihochu bona bedrachov, v'yatu achrei abata, v'yichu shoychid, v'yatu mishpat." Just like Eli's children did not follow in his ways, Shmuel's children also did not follow in his ways. And as Rashi at the bottom states, "V'zu klola kilu Eli kachol yaselecha k'moishin nasali she'im bonaim huganim." Ein Ramban, who is bothered why Achi Teufel did not respond immediately to David, and Zakar Ban l'fisha David kila kol mishlo yom le mead. And Ayin Amiru points out, and based on our sugar, nearly and this way there's a second side to the klala, and that side will be a bracha. Ayin Shum. We continue on Daf Yud Aleph Beis. Amar Rabbi Yudam Rav, Rabbi Yudah states in the name of Rav, Nidah Tnai Tzarech Hafara, that if someone's put in chirim, even by himself, and even al tnai, there's still a requirement to receive hafara, and minola mihuda, and we see this from the story with Yehuda, the chsiv, as the pasuk states, that Yehuda told Yaakov Avinu that he will take responsibility for Binyamin, and Yehuda stated in Pashas Miketz, anechi arvenu miyodi tevakshenu, im lo yavi yosef elecha, v'tzaktiv lefonecha, v'chatasi lecha kal yamim, and as Rashi states, loshin niduhu, shehim minuda la'aviv, and Yehuda will be in chirim to his father. And the Gemara now continues, V'om Rab Shmuel ben Achmeni, Om Rab Yenison, my dechsiv, that what does it mean when the Pasuk states in Pashat V'Zeis HaBracha that Moshe Rabbeinu gave brachos to Klal Yisrael, and the Pasuk states, Yichi Ruvain Val Yomois, V'hi Misar Mispar, and then immediately after Ruvain, Moshe Rabbeinu speaks about Shevi Yehuda, and Moshe Rabbeinu states, V'Zeis L'Yehuda V'Yemar, Shema Hashem, Kol Yehuda V'El Amoy Tivienu, Yodav Rav Loi, V'Ezim Mitzar of Tia, and as Rashi explains, Ma Rol Lismach Yehuda L'Ruvain, that why is it that Moshe Rabbeinu was Seimech Yehuda to Ruvain, Umarol Haskel Bebech Zehuda Beloshim Vizeis Lehuda, and why is it that Moshe Rabbeinu used the Loshim Vizeis, which he doesn't use by any of the other Shvatim, El Lefi Shehayu Atzomeis Kol Shvatim Shildon Kayim Vishal Yehuda Mugugalim, and as we know that Klai Yisrael took the bones of all the Shvatim into the Midbar together with them, and the bones of all of the other Shvatim were full and complete, and meanwhile the skeleton of Yehuda was shaking around, and the bones were out of their sockets. And Amar Lashon Zen, therefore Moshe Rabbeinu stated, Yichi Ruvain Klima Ruvain Shildei Kayames Ki'ilu Chai V'zois Ti'il Yehuda Shehemu Gugolin, and why is it that Yehuda should have all his bones that are out of the sockets? Atzom is called Shvatim Yatsu Mitzrayim V'nosu B'nei B'midbar V'zer Shinam Yosef Le'achov V'alisim Es Atzmeisim Yizeh Etchem Im Atzmeisechem. And Yosef meant to say, they will make sure that my bones are taken out of Eretz Mitzrayim together with your bones, which will also be taken out of Mitzrayim and brought to Eretz Yisrael. And as our Gemara continues, Kol Oisim Mem Shana Shal Yisrael B'midbar Atzmeisim Shal Yehuda Himu Gugolim Ba'aron, that for an entire 40 years that Klai Yisrael in the Midbar, the bones of Yehuda were shaking around in the Aron, and his bones were out of their sockets. Ad Sha'am Moshe Bikash Shalav Rachmim, until Moshe Rabbeinu got up and was Mevakish Rachmim on Yehuda. And Amalafonav, and Moshe Rabbeinu said in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, And who was the one that caused Reuven to be Moida and to admit Betziba that he was the one that mixed up the bed of his mother and Bilhah? That was because he learned from Yehuda, who was Moida and admitted by the Maisa of Tamar, and he stated, Sotkumimani. How could it be that at this point, Yechi Reuven, that Reuven's bones are all together and his skeleton is complete, and Vizaisli Yehuda, and therefore the Pasuk states, Shema Hashem, call Yehuda, Rosh Baruch Hu heard the voice of Yehuda, all Ilivrei Lishafa, and his Avarim went back into their sockets. However, Lo Yehav Kamayle L'Mesifted Rukia, they still didn't allow Yehuda to come to Yeshiva Shemayla, as they still considered him in Chirim, and as the Pasuk states, V'chotasu L'cha Kala Yomim, and as Rashi states in Pashas Miketz, Lo'ilam Abba, they'll still be in Chirim, even L'Osad Lavoi, and even in Lo'ilam Abba, and Moshe Rabbeinu, therefore Davin Vel Amay Tivienu, and this way Yehuda was able to get into Yeshiva Shemayla. However, Lo Yehav Kayoda L'Mishkal L'Mitruch B'Shmeitzer B'Hadra Rabbanon, Yehuda still wasn't able to have a shakl v'taya in learning with all the Rabbanon, and therefore Moshe Rabbeinu stated, Yodav Rav Loi, that his hands should be strong, and even so, they have Yodav Lefuke Kusha, and he still didn't know how to answer Kashas, and Gersim, Mesechus Baba Kaman, and Mesechus Seita, to the similar question is, Loyav Solok Le Shmeitzer Libid Hilchasa, however, at this point, they weren't pasking like Yehuda, and as Rashi explains in Mesechus Seita, Loyav Zecha Loyme Dover Meskabel, and finally Moshe Rabbeinu stated, Ve'ezim Mitzar of Tia, and you should help him win over his enemies, and the psak should be like Yehuda. And the Gemara now continues that certainly if someone kills someone b'shegeg and then or a miklot, and there's only one type of kohen gadol, then certainly once that kohen gadol dies, then he will go out of the ari miklot. However, the Gemara is ibaylu b'misas kulam l'chayza oidubu b'misas echemen. If there are multiple kohanim gadolim during that period of time, would the reitzach be able to leave the ari miklot at the point that one of those kohanim gadolim die, or does he have to wait till the death of all of them? And the Gemara brings a raya toshma that the next Mishnah states nigma dina b'lei kohen gadol in yaitzim misham olam. The it is a Gemara din for the person that killed b'shegeg, and there is no kohen gadol, then he would never be able to leave the ir miklot. And v'im isa, and if it would be true that you could leave by the death of any of the kohanim gadolim lehadu b'dehanach, then let him leave the ir nidachas once any of the other kohanim gadolim die. And as Rashi states, b'misas muva b'gadim oy b'shav m'shechusai elav shma minakulu, and therefore it seems to be a raya that the only way they would leave the ir nidachas is only with the death of all the kohanim gadolim. However, the Gemara responds b'deleka that the Mishnah is talking about a specific case where at the time of the Gemara Din there were no kohanim gadolim at all. And specifically in that scenario, the reitzach would never be able to leave the ir nidachas. However, in the scenario where even though at the time of the Gemara Din kohen gadol that was b'shurach b'sham and mishcha was not alive, but the kohen that was meruba begadim or the kohen gadol that was of mishichusai would be alive, then certainly the reitzach would be able to leave the ir nidachas once one of those kohanim gadolim die. And before we continue, let us see the second tesis on Daf Yud Aleph and Beis. Diba maskel mi garm Reuven shahidu Yehuda tema dar minu b'medrash v'yashav Reuven al habar mehechen shav yesh omim sheshav mi beis aviv v'yesh omim sheyashav b'taynis al ma'isa bila v'zeh ha'yakayinu ma'isa di Yehuda. And therefore we see that Reuven already did tshuva v'yesh leimen at mekal makam lehoi deburabim ad ma'isa di Yehuda, as we explained when we learned to Gemara. And tesis continues mi garm Reuven shahidu and yesh lanu smach min amikra. And tesis says that we have a raya from the pasuk in Parshas Vayechi by Birchas Yaakov, as Yaakov stated regarding Yehuda, Yehuda ato yeducha achecha umetagminan atodis, that you are moida kach yeducha achicha, and similarly your brother will be moida pirish hoidisa v'lei boish kach yeducha achicha shebeshvil sheeschata lahoida is baruvein v'hoida ayin sham. We continue with the new Mishnah, Mishnig Medina meis kain gadol hareze in a gaila. If there was already a Gemara Din that Reuven is chayev to go to Golos because he killed someone b'shoigeg, then if the kohen gadol dies, even though Reuven did not yet go to an ari miklat, then Reuven does not have to go to an ari miklat. And the Gemara will learn this from a kal v'chomer. And the Mishnah continues, however, im atchle nigma dinoi meis kohen gadol, that if prior to Reuven having gmar din, kohen gadol number one dies, umono acha tachtav, and they appoint another kohen gadol in the interim, and ula acha mikein nigma dinoi, and only after the second kohen gadol was appointed was there gmar din that Reuven is chayiv to go to an ari miklat, then Reuven will go out of Golus once the second kohen gadol dies. And the Mishnah continues that if after the first kohen gadol dies, nigma dina blei kohen gadol, there's a gemar din that Reuven is chayiv to go to Golus, and there wasn't yet another kohen gadol that was appointed, or vahoyer kohen Gadol, or if Reuven killed a Kohen Gadol b'shoigeg, or a Kohen Gadol shaharag, if a Kohen Gadol killed someone b'shoigeg, ain't yotzei misham la'olam, then there won't be a mechanism for them to go out of Golos forever, and they will always have to remain in the Ari Miklat. And the Mishnah teaches us that someone that kills b'shoigeg, ain't yotzei leila edis mitzvah, v'leila edis mamon, v'leila edis nefashos, they cannot leave the Ari Miklat, even if it's in order to testify for a mitzvah, and for example, to be mekadesh to chodesh, or for edis mamon, in order to save someone from losing money, and even for edis nefashos, with a mitzvah, v'biata ramikabecha, and even so, he can't leave the Ari Miklat for any of these reasons, and v'afilu Yisrael tzichim lei, and even if all Klai Yisrael needs him, v'afilu tzatzva Yisrael ki Yoyi ben Tzuya, and even if he's a general of Klai Yisrael, like Yoyi ben Tzuya, ein yoytz misham la'ilam, if he kills someone b'shegeg, then he can't leave the Ari Miklat unless the Kohen Gadol dies. Shinem, and as the Pasuk in Pashas Masay states, v'etzilu e'idus eritzeach miyad goyel adam, v'eshivu oisei e'idel ir miklato yashin nosh shamar, and we dash in sham tei dirasai, sham tei misasai, sham tei kurasai, that he should live over there, he should die in the Ari Miklat, and he should be buried in the Ari Miklat. And the Sefta is brought down that we learned this based on the fact that in Pashas Masay, the Torah used the Lashon Shamar three times. In Pasuk Tasvav, the Pasuk states, Lodin Shama Kalmaka Nefesh Bishkaga, and as we mentioned in Pasuk Chafhei, the Pasuk states, Ashin Nosh Shama V'yoshibab Meisa Kayin Agadol Ashin Masha Chayisa B'Shem HaKadosh, and finally in Pasuk Chavav, the Pasuk states, Vim Yotzer Yetzer Yitzech As Gvul Ir Miklata Yashion Shama, and the Mishnah continues, Kashem She'ir Kaleta As Kach Truma Kaleit, that just like the actual Ir Miklat is Kaleit and saves the person that killed B'Shegeg, so similarly the Trum of that city will also save him, and as long as the Yitzech reaches an area that is 2,000 amos from the actual city of the Ir Miklat, then the Goyal Adam can no longer kill him. And the Mishnah now continues and brings a machlekes between Rabbi Yossi Aglivli and Rabbi Kiva, that Ritzach Shiyotza Chutzal Tchum Mutzoy Goyal Adam, that if Ritzach leaves the Tchum of the Ari Miklat and the Goyal Adam or someone else finds him, Rabbi Yossi Aglivli Aimeh Mitzvah B'Yad Goyal Adam Rishus B'Yad Kol Adam, that it's a mitzvah for the Goyal Adam to kill the Ritzach, and it's only Rishus for other people to kill him. And Rabbi Kiva Aimeh Rishus B'Yad Goyal Adam V'Chol Adam Chayovin Lov, Rabbi Kiva holds that it's only Rishus for the Goyal Adam to kill him, but it's not a mitzvah, while if anyone else kills the Ritzach, then there'll be Chayiv Misa, as they have no right to kill the Ritzach. Ayin HaGoyis HaGra, that he is Goyis in the words of Rabbi Kiva, that Rabbi Kiva Imer Rishus B'Yad Goyal Adam. However, V'chol Odom Ein Chayav in Love, that if anyone kills the Ritzach, they would not be Chayiv. And L'chari L'fi the Goyis HaGra, we have to understand what the Chilik is L'fi Rabbi Kiva between the Goyal Adam and Kol Odom, and Ayin Taisiz Yontif, who points out that Ein HaChanami, there is no Nafkamina between the Din of a Goyal Adam and the Din of Kol Odom, and both are Rishus, and if they kill the Ritzach, they would not be Chayiv for killing him. However, Ayin Dritva, that explains that there actually is a Chilik, as when Rabbi Kiva states that Rishus B'Yad Goyal Adam, it means that L'chadchila, the Goyal Adam has a right to kill the Ritzach, but there is no mitzvah to kill the Ritzach. However, Rabbi Kiva holds that Kol Odom Ein Chayav in Love, but L'chadchila, they have no right to kill the Ritzach, and Rabbi Kiva just holds that B'di Eved, if someone that's not the Goyal Adam kills the Ritzach, that they would not be Chayiv Misa for killing him. And the Gemara begins and focuses on the first thing in the Mishnah, that the Mishnah stated, Mishnig Medina Meis Kain Gadol Hareza Ein Goyla, and the Gemara asks, my time, that what is the reason? And Om Abai and Abai explains that this is based on a Kal V'Chomer, as Uma Misha Gola Kva Yoytze Achshav Misha Loi Gola In Edin Shalai Yigla, that Madoch, if someone went to Golas, he'll be able to come out but Mises Kain Gadol, then certainly someone that never went to Golas, then certainly if the Kain Gadol dies, he should not be Chayev to go to Golas. However, the Gemara asks, V'dilma Haide Gola Ichapalei Haide Le Gola Loi, that maybe the one that went to Golas even for a moment had a Kapara, and therefore when the Kohen Gadol now dies, so that completes his Kapara, and he has a right to leave the Ari Miklat. However, if someone never went to the Ari Miklat, and therefore didn't even begin his Kapara, then certainly he would not be able to go out based on Mises Kohen Gadol. However, the Gemara explains, Midi Golos Kam Mechapra, Mises Kohen Udu Mechapra, that certainly Golos is not the Mechapra, as it's not relevant how long a person stays in Golos, and it doesn't make a difference if a person was in Golos for one moment or for 10 years, that he won't go out of Golos until the death of the Kohen Gadol, and therefore we see that the ultimate kapara for the person that kills B'Shoigeg is Mises Kohen Gadol, and therefore even though he never went to Golos, however once the Kohen Gadol dies, he would still have a kapara, and he wouldn't be chayiv to go to Golos based on on the Kal V'chomer, and the Gemara continues and quotes from the next in the Mishnah, Im actually nigmar dinoi meis kan gadol, mono achat tachto, v'la achem mikein nigmar dinoi, choizim misasi shalsheni. And once again, the Gemara asks, minar nimili, that where do we know this from? And Rav Kana explains, the Amar Kra, as the Pasuk in Pashas Maaseh states, v'yoshiba meis kain gadol, and he should remain in the Arya Miklat until the time that the kain gadol dies. And the Pasuk continues, ashim mashach oisei b'shemen ha-kodesh, that he anointed with the Shemen HaMishcha. And b'pashas, since the Rashi and the Sefer both speak about he, it would seem that that pronoun goes on the same person, and they are both referring to the Reitzeach who killed b'shayeg, and therefore the Gemara asks, b'chihu meishchai, is it really true that the Reitzeach was the one who anointed the Kohen Gadol? And certainly the Reitzeach did not anoint the Kohen Gadol, elo zeshinim shech b'yamav, and it must be that when the Torah states that the Reitzeach was the one who anointed the Kohen Gadol, it is actually coming to teach us that this Kohen Gadol was anointed after the Reitzeach already killed this person, and since this Kohen Gadol was anointed prior to the Gemara Din, therefore this Reitzeach will go out once this Kohen Gadol dies. And the Gemara now is, my Havalei Lemeved, the Lechayra, since this Kohen Gadol was not yet the Kohen Gadol when Reuven killed someone b'shoigeg, the Lechayra, what fault does this Kohen Gadol have, and what Sheiches does this Kohen Gadol have to Reuven who killed someone? And as Rashi states, my Havalei Lai Kohen Lemeved, and the Gemara explains that since he was already appointed prior to Reuven's Gemadin, so as this Kohen Gadol should have davened that Reuven should have been found innocent, and since he didn't daven properly, therefore this Kohen Gadol has some culpability. And the Gemara continues, Abaya teaches us that we have a Kabbalah that if there was a Gemadin that Reuven is chayiv to go to Golos, and prior to going to Golos, Reuven dies, then they would bury Reuven in the Arya Miklat. The Chsiv, and as the Pasuk states in Pashas Masai, V'leisichu kaifu lonus al ir miklatoi loshuv loshevis ba'aretz ad mois ha-koyin. And Abai explains, V'ezeu yeshiva shi ba'aretz havi'oy mezukfura, that this refers to being buried in the Arya Miklat. And the Gemara continues with the Braisa, Tana mes kredim shemes kain gadol melich latzmeisav al kivri ha-vesav, that if Reuven is already in the Arya Miklat and he dies prior to the kain gadol dying, then Reuven would initially be buried in the Arya Miklat, as we learned in the Mishnah, Sham Teikru Rasai. However, once the Kohen Gadol dies, then they would rebury him outside of the Arya Miklat, and they would bring him to Kruas Avesav. And the Makar is Dechsiv, as the Pasuk in Pashas Masai states, Ki Me'ir Miklato Yeshav Ad Moisa Kohen Gadol, Va'achri Moisa Kohen Gadol, Yoshva Ritzech Al Eretzu Chuzasai. And the Bryce explains, Ezeo Yeshiva Shib Eretz Achuzasai, Havi'oim Ezukfura, and Ayin Rashi, Loshevas Ba'aretz, Betecha Kaka. And the Gemara continues, Nigma Dina Venasa Koyim Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, that if there was a Gemara Din that Reuven is chayiv to go to an Arya Miklat, and then they find out that the Kohen Gadol is a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, so Pligi Bar Rab Ami Rab Yitzchak Nafcha, so his machlek is between Rab Ami and Rab Yitzchak Nafcha, as Chad Oma Mesa Kahuna, as one hold that this is similar to a Kohen Gadol dying, and therefore Reuven would be able to leave the Arya Miklat, the Chad Oma Batla Kahuna, and one says as if the Kohen Gadol was Batal, and therefore it's as if he was Nigma Dinoi without having a Kohen Gadol, the din would be that Reuven would be Einu Yotze Misham La'olam, and Ayin Rashi V'nasa Kohen Gadol Ben Grusha Yotzel Av Eidushu Chalal Meisa Kuhuna Hareyu Kameis Ve'ina Reitzeach Goyla. And if the Reitzeach did not yet go to Golos, then he would not have to go to Golos, and of course if he already was in Golos, then he would be able to leave the Ir Miklat. However, the other man the Amah holds Batl Kuhuna Igloi Milsel Mafreya Shloi Hoye Kohen Gadol V'havali Hay Reitzeach Nigma Dinoi B'lei Kohen Gadol Ve'ina Chayzel Olam. As we explained, the Gemara continues that we just saw a machlekes between Rab Ami and Rab Yitzchak Nafcha ben Egeya Kohen Gadol that was found to be a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, if it's considered a Mesa Kuhuna or Batla Kuhuna. And the Gemara states, Lema Plukta the Rab Lezer Rab Yeshua Kamifki, let us say that this machlekes between Rab Ami and Rab Yitzchak Nafcha is dependent on machlekes between Rab Lezer and Yeshua. The Tanan, and as we learned in the Mishnah Mesechtes Shumais, Hayoimim Makav Al Gavim Mizbeach V'Noydushu Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, if a Kohen was standing and being Makav on a Mizbeach, and then they found out that he's a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, Rabbi Lezer Imeh Kol Kabbani Shehikru Psulin, so Rabbi Lezer holds that all the Kabbanis that he brought are considered Pasul, and this would seem like the man Omer that holds Batla Kahuna, and it's not considered like he was a Kohen at all, and therefore any Avodis that he did previously would also be Pasul. However, Rabbi Shua Machsher, and it seems that he would hold that it's considered as if this Kohen died, and therefore any prior Avodis that he did would be Kosher. And as the Gemara explains, explains Manda Amar Mesa to Rabbi Shua, that would seem that Manda Amar that holds Mesa is going like the Shita Rabbi Shua, Manda Amar Batla to Rabbi Elazar, and the one that states that it's considered as if he wasn't a Kohen Gadol at all, and it was Batla Mafreya, seems to be going like the Shita Rabbi Elazar. And keep in mind, generally we don't want any Shita to be going specifically like Rabbi Elazar, as we don't pass like Rabbi Elazar, as Rabbi Elazar Shamuti. And we continue on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, and the Gemara explains Aliba to Rabbi Elazar Kuli Amalei Pligi, that certainly the Manda Amar that stated Mesa is going like Rabbi Shua and not like Rabbi Elazar, and certainly the only Shita that Rabbi Elazar would fit in with is only the Shita that holds that once we find that a Kohen or a Kohen Gadol is a Ben Gusha Ben Chalutza, then there's a Bittel of Kahuna Lumafreya, and therefore Rabbi Elazar states Kol Kavana Shehikra Psulin. And similarly regarding a Din of Ari Miklat, we would consider it Seach as being a case of Nigma Dina Blei Kohen Gadol Veina Chayzal Olam. However, Ki Pligi Aliba to Rabbi Shua, but it's possible to say that both Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha would hold like Rabbi Shua, and although they both agree to Rabbi Shua, then in the case where they find that a Kohen Hedit or someone that's doing the Avodah is a Ben Gusha Ben Chalutza, then certainly any Avodah they did in the past would be Kosher, and even so, it's still possible that one man Amar would hold that if after there was a Gemara Din that Reuven is Chayiv to go to Golus, and then we find out that the Kohen Gadol was a Ben Gusha or Ben Chalutza, then it's Batla Kahuna, and it's considered like a Risech that was Nigma Din B'lei Kohen Gadol Ve'in HaChayzel Olam. And as the Gemara explains, Manda Amar Mesa K'Rabbi Shua, that's certainly according to the Manda Amar that states that either the Ritzach would never have to go to the Ari Miklat, or if he already went to the Ari Miklat, he could now leave the Ari Miklat, as now that we found out that the Kohen Gadol was a Ben Gusha Ben Chalutza, so it's considered as if he died at this point, and certainly that works out very well according to the Shita Rabbi Shua, that any Avodah that the Kohen did prior to finding out he was a Ben Gusha Ben Chalutza is considered a prop Avodah and will be Kosher. However, the Gemara continues, Manda Amar Batla, and even according to the Manda Amar that states that if we find out that a Kohen Gadol was a Ben Gusha Ben Chalutza, it's considered as if there was never a Kohen Gadol, and therefore the Ritzach will never be able to leave the Ari Miklat. That Manda Amar could also be going like the Shita Rabbi Shua, as Ad Kam Leikam Rabbi Shua Hasam, as Rabbi Shua was discussing a din that was relevant to the Avodah of the Kohen. And in regard to Avodah of a Kohen, there is a special Gzeiras HaKasov, as the Pasuk in Pashas V'Zeis HaBracha, when Moshe is giving a bracha to the Bnei Levi, states, Baruch Hashem Chela Yufel Yod of Tirtza Mechatz Mesnayim Kamav Umisana Min Yekumun, and we dash in Afilu Chalol Shabai, that even if a Kohen was a Cholol and he did the Avodah, it's considered a proper Avodah. And we explain the Pasuk as if the Pasuk tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu benches a Cholol, and as Rashi explains, Pel Yod of Tirtza Avodos of Kesheirais, that his Avodah will be Kosher, Aval Inyan Shad Dvarav Ein a Kohen, but certainly regarding other Dinim, he's not considered a Kohen even a Mafreya, and it's considered but lakuna, as the Gemara states, Abel Hacha Filu Rabbi Shua Maida. But certainly in regard to a case where Reuven was found to be a Ritzach, and there was a Gemara Din that he's chayev to go to Golos, and then we find out that the Kohen Gadol was a Ben Gusha or Ben Chalutza, so certainly even Rabbi Shua could agree that's considered but lakuna l'mafreya. And as Rashi previously stated, V'havalei ha'ritzeach, nigma dina b'lei kohen gadol, v'inei chayzel la'ilam. And before we end, let us point out some ideas from the Ritva, as Ritva points out that when the Mishnah states, ein yoytze lo'i le'edis mitzvah, v'lo'i le'edis mam, v'lo'i le'edis nefashes, lo'i zu af zu k'tani, as edis mamen chashem edis mitzvah, l'fishe metzino shechai v'teira avayin, al kreivish edis mamen, v'lo'i al edis mitzvah, v'edis nefashes pshita d'chemira, afal pishein by carbon. And when the Gemara stated, midi golos kom mechapra, misis kohen mechapra, and Ritva points out a similar idea as Taisis, that lav de golus loy mechaperes cloud the vade b'chol mokum golus mechaperes v'loy l'chinam amr teyrus sheyigol l'kan el loy mid de golus loy mechaper leilach zira lepatri megel adam u'misik goyin gadol he of the kapar l'chuda ayin sham. And finally, the Ritva is bim taima v'leman de oma mesek huna, and according to the man de oma that states that when we find out that a koyin gadol is ben gusha ben chalutza, it's considered as if he died, and therefore a ritzach would be able to leave the Eir Miklat. But Nehisha in a Nifsal Mafreya, while certainly it's not considered his Pasal Mafreya, Mikol Mokam in Kamisa Machaperes, Veloma in a Goyla, Oilom Choyza, Vishloima, and he explains the Psul Hanimsa by Hamitsire, Choshev Le Kamisa, Lias Machaper, Ayin Sham, and we will stop over here.